afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and this is the Monday bonus episode. Currently, Friday, October 30th, 6:30 a.m., one day before Halloween, or as my mom calls it, Halloweening. Never said trick-or-treating, says Halloweening. Canceled here in Los Angeles. Not doing it because of the pandemic. So Pilar loves Halloween. So she's like, what are we going to do for Halloween? I said, well, it's canceled. So I guess nothing. But she still wanted me to buy some candy just in case. And I said, well, no, the kids aren't going to come to the door. If they do, they're all going to be variations of the same costume. You're going to have Dr. Spider-Man, you have Dr. Wonder Woman, Dr. Batman. You know, everyone's going to have a mask on. Everyone's going to be a doctor. But yeah, it's canceled. So then Pilar said, why don't we get some painter's tape? If you don't know what that is, you can Google it. But it's the blue or green sometimes, or yellow even, tape that you tape the trim before you paint the walls in your house. And so she said, why don't we get some painter's tape? And we can tape candy on the fence. We have like a little yard in front of the house. We have a little white picket fence in front of the house. So she just wants to tape individual candy bars all over the fence. And she said that way, if people do have their kids out just walking around, even just for fun with their costumes on. I don't know that that's going to happen, though. She said they can just pull candy off the fence. So, okay. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to tape candy on our fence and see what happens the following day when I'm taking all that candy off and putting it back in a bag. But I don't know what is happening with trick-or-treating around everyone else's neck of the woods. I guess by the time you hear this, it's over. So hopefully maybe you decorated, maybe you dressed up, maybe you dressed up with your kids and just had like a family party in the house. That's probably what you're doing, right? Right? The activity's canceled. The holiday's not canceled. I don't even know why I got on this. I don't know. I think because I looked at the date, October 30th. All right. Today's episode has nothing to do with Halloween or scary songs. It's name check songs. So these are going to be songs in which the artist name checks someone within their song. You know, a celebrity, sports figure, which would also be a celebrity. Anyone throughout history. And that's it. We got a lot of songs. Looks like we got about 30. Looks like 30. What else? All right. That's it. I feel wasted. It's early and I need my coffee. So I have my coffee. I just didn't drink any of it yet. So, okay, I'm going to kick it off. This is probably why I was talking about trick-or-treating so much, because this movie is the perfect movie to watch during Halloween. The song I'm going to play to start it off is the opening song from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, performed by Richard O'Brien. The song is called Science Fiction Double Feature. If you've never seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show, it starts with a black screen and two big red lips, and then the lips sing this song. So here it is for you. And there will be a name check or two.
Michael Rennie was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran.
All right, so right up front, our name check was actor Michael Rennie, who was in Forbidden Planet. All right, so that was your name check. And I love that song. And I watched Rocky Horror Picture Show last week for the first time ever, just as a movie, you know, without being in a theater of people dressed in costumes and throwing stuff and yelling stuff. I watched it just as a movie musical. And I gotta be honest, it really holds up just as a movie. And I didn't know if it would, but, and maybe it's because I've had the experience of seeing it in the theater, but, I really enjoy it. It's great. The songs are great. The sets are great. The performances are great. So it's cool. That's from 1975. Unbelievable. But that's the first name check song. Now, to start us off, I always want to bring some credibility to the show. So David Wilde's going to kick us off. But, David and then another listener picked the same song. So we're going to hear the other listener first. Even though I said David Wilde was going to kick it off, we're going to hear the other listener first, then go into David, and then go into the song. Does that make sense? I think it does. And this is a song I'd never heard this song before. Never in my life.
Hi, Pat and Rock Solid Podcast listeners. This is Mike Wiles from Naperville, Illinois. My entry into the name drop episode is a song called Life is a Rock, But the Radio Rolled Me by a band called Reunion. Reunion was just a group basically of studio musicians who came together to record this song. The lead singer was Joey Levine, who had previously been the lead singer of a bubblegum pop band called Ohio Express and had the song Yummy, Yummy, Yummy. Life is a Rock is a cornucopia of name drops. There are hundreds of names mentioned from the rock and pop world, from Harry Nilsson to Ringo Starr to ZZ Top to Mott the Hoople, you name it, it's in here. I hope you enjoy Life is a Rock, But the Radio Rolled Me.
Hi, David Wilde here at Wilde About Music on Twitter. And my name check song is, I think, one of the first songs I ever loved and maybe one of the first 10 singles I ever bought. It was called Life is a Rock, But the Radio Rolled Me by a band that wasn't really a band called Reunion. It was a bunch of studio musicians with Joey Levine, a key figure in Bubblegum, as the lead singer. And yeah, he had sung Yummy, 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 I Got Love in My Tummy, and Chewy Chewy for two different sort of bubblegum acts. It was a top 10 hit, and the name checks are just ridiculous because it's not just artists from Mott the Hoople. It also works Jack the Ripper in, Mungo Jerry, Johnny Cash, Johnny Rivers, Rolling Stone Magazine, where I really come from, Mahavishnu Orchestra, Leslie Gore, Poco, but also like producers, Richard Perry, Phil Spector, The Righteous Brothers, Donny Osmond. It's great. It's almost like, I love it as much as I don't love We Didn't Start the Fire. That's what I think. But thank you. This is our
a weird one-off rock solid classic.
The Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, and Twang, and Eddie Hisman, Ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, how's a fire, no commotion, poker, passion, deep and purple satisfaction, baby, baby, gotta, gimme, getting hotter, Sammy's cooking, Leslie, Cora, Richie, Valens, end of story, my Vista, Fujiyama, Kama, Sutra, Rama, Lama, Richard, Perry, Spectre, Barry, Righteous, Arches, Nielsen, Harry, Shimmy, Shimmy, Coco, Poppin', Fats is back and finger poppin'.
Life is a rock, but the radio told me, gotta turn it up loud.
All right, Life is a Rock, but the Radio Rolled Me. Brought to you by Mike Wiles and David Wild. Look at that. Similar names. Similar names. This is a perfect episode for David. That's why I asked him to join in, because the name checks and name drops, and that's what David loves to do. It was interesting that those two guys gave very similar information on the song. And good one. Cool. That's what I got to say. Cool. All right. Coming up next is our friend Kevin Hartbarger. I had this song, so I didn't have to buy it. Let's hear it.
Hi, Rock Solid friends. It's Kevin Hartbarger checking in once again from Chicagoland. At one point in time, Jean Shrimpton was arguably the most beautiful woman in the world. An icon of 1960s swinging London, she was the highest paid model on earth. She helped make the miniskirt popular, dated Terence Stamp, and the first time you probably ever heard of her was when she got name-checked in the Smithereens song, Behind the Wall of Sleep. Enjoy. And Pat, as always, thanks for having me.
Smithereens. Those guys will probably be played on an upcoming Power Pop episode that I'm going to be recording with Mike Siegel this Sunday. In person, but social distanced. So don't worry about us. We'll be fine. I want to go see the Smithereens because Marshall Crenshaw sings for them on tour now. And they were supposed to be here, I think, right about now. But they... rescheduled for a year from now. So I don't know what we'll be doing a year from now. Will we still be inside? I don't know. But I'm going to go see him. And it's a band I don't know much about. And everyone tells me, oh my God, the Smithereens. So I got to start listening to more of their music. And Rock and Peace, Pat D'Annunzio. Doing a lot of today. It's early. I don't have my brain and my mouth aren't working together yet. But hopefully that'll be fixed in the next, for your listening enjoyment, hopefully in the next 2 seconds. All right, coming up next, more name checking. More name checking. Thank you, everyone who's saying who the name check will be so we know who to listen for. And thank you, everyone who gave me the time code where that name check would be. Some people didn't, and I had to search, and I did. But here we go. Let's move along.
Hey, Rock Solid listeners, it's Craig Trombley from Ontario, Canada. This band is Aukerville River. The song is Famous Tracheotomies, which the songwriter Will Sheff talks about his own tracheotomy operation when he was a kid, and then goes on to name drop a bunch of famous people that had had the same operation, including Ray Davies from the Kinks. And then he actually gave Ray Davies a co-write on this song, the Kinks tune, at the end of the song. Enjoy.
Ray Davies had a tracheotomy. He was at St. Thomas Hospital in London, age 13. And during his long recovery, nurses put him in a wheelchair and they'd wheel him out onto the balcony. Down that evening, sun did sing, painting London and the river in that freaked out future kink. Waterloo lit up for one sick kid at 23. Recorded a song about it.
Famous Tracheotomies. That's quite the song title. Very nice, Craig Trombley. Craig, your intro skipped there at the end. I don't know what happened. Let me see. I'm gonna play it again and see if it skips or if it plays smoothly. I don't know what happened. Sometimes it happens. Let's find out.
Hey, Rock Solid listeners. It's Craig Trombley from Ontario, Canada. This band is Aukerville River. The song is Famous Tracheotomies, which the songwriter Will Sheff talks about his own tracheotomy operation when he was a kid, and then goes on to name drop a bunch of famous people that had had the same operation, including Ray Davies from the Kinks. And then he actually gave Ray Davies a co-write on this song because they used a bit of a Kinks tune at the end of the song. Enjoy.
All right. So that was the part that that jumped when he was talking about giving Ray Davies the songwriting credit because they used a bit of a Kinks tune in this song. I'm not sure which Kinks tune it was, but I totally take Craig's word for it. All right. Now, this is the part of the show where I play intros and songs back to back. I know it's very early. We're only 17 minutes in. But I got, how many did I have? I think I had six this week where the intro and the song are together. I'm not going to play all six at once because I think that would eat up like 15 minutes of the show. So I'm breaking them up into sets of three. So this first set of three will eat up about 6 minutes. And I'm going to drink this this mocha latte and kick back and get some caffeine in me and get my brain working. And so please enjoy Glenn K. Amo, Michael Van Zandt, and our very own Murray Valeriano. I liked how I said Valeriano there. It kind of rolled off my tongue. I liked it. Here we go.
Hello again, Solid Rockers. It's your pal, Glenn K. Amo from Moncton, New Brunswick. For this name check episode, I'm bringing you the Rio Statics once again. From their 1987 debut album, Greatest Hits, it's their ode to the Toronto Maple Leaf legend, The Ballad of Wendell Clark, Parts 1 and 2, which is not only about Wendell Clark, but also name checks famous goaltender Jacques Plante and broadcaster Dave Hodge. Enjoy, and for God's sake, keep both hands on your stick and keep your head up.
Well, I heard Wendell talking to Dave Hodge last night, and he said that he was confident and keen, and he said that Jacques Plante didn't die, so all of us could fly. He said that hard work is the ethic of the free. Wendell was a man with a stick in his hand. He learned how to play in Delving Tennis.
Hi, Pat. Hi, Rock Solid listeners. This is Michael Van Zandt from Troy, Illinois. Hope everyone's doing well. So where can you get name checks of Sonny Bono, Yoko Ono, Run DMC, Eric B., LL Cool J., and Anthrax. Well, that's from Public Enemy in Bring the Noise. From 1988, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, with an album full of lyrics that, well, I have to say are still relevant today. So here's Bring the Noise by Public Enemy.
My DJ is warm, he's ex, I call him Norm, you know. He can cut a record from side to side. So what the ride, the glide, but should be safer than a suicide. Soul control beat is the father of your rock and roll. Music for watching, for witching. You call a band, man, making a music abusive. But you can't do it, you know, you call them demos.
But we ride
demos
too.
What you gonna do, rap is not afraid of you. Beat is for Sonny Bono,
beat is for Yoko Ono.
Run DMC, first in a DJ, could be a band. Standing its own feet, get you out your seat. Beat is for Eric B and LL as well, hell.
Watch is for Anthrax,
still a good rock bell. Ever forever, universal. It will sell. Time for me to exit. Terminator exit. Bring the noise.
Yo, they should know by now that they can't stop this bummer.
Bring the noise.
Hey guys, Murray Valeriano of the Rock Solid Podcast. How are you? It's been a while. I haven't participated in one of these in a bit, so I'm glad to be back. It's been fun keeping up with listeners on Twitter and Instagram. If you're on Twitter and Instagram, my handle is @MurrayV on Twitter and @MurrayV Comedy on Instagram. Give me a follow. Shoot me a little note. Let me know you're a Rock Solid listener. I'll follow you back. We'll discuss music and various other things. Today, I picked a song off of Pink Floyd's The Wall. I mean, a masterpiece, right? I never use that word, but let's all be honest. It's a masterpiece. And I know it's weird to pick one song off this album, because this album you have to listen to T to B, even with like Comfortably Numb and that gets radio play and maybe even Young Lust. Sure, those work, but you got to really listen to this album T to B. So I will leave this up to Pat's superior editing skills on how he wants to get in and how he wants to get out on it. Although it's only a minute and 38 seconds, Pat. So if you want to play the whole thing, feel free. In this song, Roger Waters name checks Vera Lynn, who was a British singer around World War II, and also title checks her big hit, We'll Meet Again, which was one of the most popular songs of World War II in Britain. I don't know how it did over here. I don't really hear much Americans talk about it. So it's a beautiful song, much like many songs on this album. Thanks for listening to the show, guys. I hope everybody is sane. I will talk to you soon. Oh, when we will meet again.
Where the hell are you?
There were 47 German planes destroyed.
Where the hell are you?
The loss of 15 of our own.
Hey Pat, this is Dwayne Hoffman from Columbus, Ohio. For the name check episode, I'm going with some Van Halen, the 1984 track Top Jimmy. David Lee Roth would occasionally join Top Jimmy and the Rhythm Pigs at their regular gigs around Hollywood. This song is a tribute to Top Jimmy. I say cue this around the 212 mark, Pat. Thanks again. Rock on.
Oh, 212 Jimmy is the latest thing.
That was, we closed it out with actually with Dwayne Hoffman. I tacked on a fourth there at the end. We went right into Van Halen's Top Jimmy from 1984. I love that song, Top Jimmy. I read that people don't enjoy that song, but I do. I always thought that was a fun song. So, you know, screw off, people. Is that something people say? Screw off? Okay, now I've had my caffeine, so maybe I'm getting a little wild now, getting crazy. The next couple days, I'm going to be recording 5 podcasts. My God, it's crazy. This one, that's one. Let's count them together, Sesame Street style, the count. And then I'm going to be recording an episode on the Mud Club with one of our listeners and Kyle, doing that via Zoom. I did a contest, I think, back in May, and the winner got to choose a topic and then co-host with me virtually. And I haven't been putting it off, but I've been, it's taken this long to get it all set up. So we're going to be doing that. Then Power Pop with Mike Siegel on Sunday. And then Monday, the day before Election Day, I got 2 Zoom interviews. I got Slim Jim Phantom of the Stray Cats. He's the drummer. And in conjunction with that episode, I'll be giving away 5 copies of Stray Cats Rocked This Town from LA to London, their brand new live album. So I got 5 copies of that courtesy of Surf Dog Records. I'll be giving those away. And then also that same day, Monday, it's a busy day and I haven't prepared for either one yet. So, God help me. I'm going to be recording with The Immediate Family. So that's a band made up of session players, Danny Korchmar, Waddy Wachtel, Leland Sklar, Russ Kunkel, and Steve Pustell. And they're coming together. They played with Carole King and James Taylor and Jackson Browne. And any album from the 70s, Linda Ronstadt, any album from the 70s that you pick up, these guys are on possibly the whole album. Many of the tracks, Warren Zevon, Stevie Nicks. I mean, these guys are everywhere. So I'm actually going to interview those guys collectively. So there's going to be 6 of us in the Zoom room. I'm looking forward to it. I hope the guys are unruly. I hope that I have to put someone in a timeout. I hope I have to mute someone. So that's going to be interesting. Or maybe it'll be a cluster. Who knows? I think it'll be fun. So that's what I'm going to be recording over the next few days, 5 podcasts. So ASAP Club, you'll be getting a lot of those quickly. And then remember the interview episodes, it takes me a lot of time to edit the music into. So you guys aren't getting those as quickly as you might want. But you know, you can go over to the Patreon page and see the raw uncut video of those episodes. So that's cool. So I guess what I'm saying is go to the Patreon page. Patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast and get in on that. Prizes, all that good stuff. What else? This is the announcement part of the show. I didn't know it was going to be, but here we go. The next listener curated Monday bonus episode will be a great song. I don't know what the title is going to be. I don't know. I'll just tell you I don't know what the title of the episode will be, but you're going to send me your favorite song from an album that has a horrible album cover. All right. That's what you're going to do. So what is it? Great songs, bad covers. That's what I'll call it. right this second, but I don't know what it will be called. So that's what you're going to do. So when you hear this episode, you can start, you have 2 days to send me your song. And ASAP Club, you can't send yours early. You have to send it on the Monday that this drops. This will drop Monday the 2nd. Don't send me anything before Monday, November 2nd. Make it fair for everyone. So your favorite songs from albums that have terrible album artwork. And there's a lot of bad album artwork out there. And you, there might be an album cover that you think is terrible and other people like. And that's okay, too. Then it'll lend itself for some discussion. And when I say discussion, I mean me ranting about it. All right. The other big announcement is in regard to the Monday bonus episodes. After Thanksgiving, I'm going to put a hold on these bonus episodes for the month of December until after the new year. And then figure out if I'm still going to be able to physically do these Monday bonus episodes weekly, or if they'll be every other week, or if they'll be even once a month. Because when I started doing this, I had no idea. I had no idea that we might be under a lockdown this long. I literally thought it would be like 2 months, you know, at the most. So as much fun as these are, and I do have fun, it's a little taxing. And, you know, with Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, and you know how crazy everyone gets at their homes with, you know, just all the stuff, you know, the dinners and the Christmas lights and the shopping and the getting a tree and all that. So I just don't know. Well, I do know. I know that I won't be able to do these over that time period, but don't fret. We will come back sometime in January, and it's just the end of October now, so we've got a whole month's worth of bonus episodes coming up. But I just want to throw that out there so you know, and so you're prepared. Plus, you're not even gonna have time to listen to these during that time. You're gonna be with you know, the family that you've been quarantining with, and you're gonna be Zooming with family members from all over the country, all over the world. So that's it. I just want to throw that out there. You're not losing me. I'm not letting you down. That's why I'm giving you a month heads up. All right. Let's move on. This next, I'm so glad that this guy picked this song and he sent this song to me, because I really don't have a good copy of this song, but the MP3 he sent me is nice. And it's an unavailable song. Can't find it anywhere. So thank you, David Nickel. So let's hear David Nichols' intro and name check and song and all that stuff. Here we go.
Hi, everyone. This is David Nichol from Stratford, Ontario. My pick for the name drop episode is the song Diana by Bryan Adams. It is about Lady Diana, Princess of Wales. It was originally recorded for the Reckless album back in 84, but wasn't included due to fears of offending the royal couple. The song was quite popular back in the 80s when I lived in Vancouver, and was common in Bryan Adams' set list of that time frame also, though is it a bit of a rarity these days. The song doesn't appear on any official albums or streaming services and was permanently dropped from set list after Diana's death. Anyways, thanks for the shows, Pat, and enjoy the song.
Fun song. I think it was recorded, did he say it was recorded for Reckless, but then left off that album? The version he sent me is from something called Hits on Fire, Disc 2. Maybe that's a Canadian-only release. I don't remember that at all. Because if I would have owned that. Surely I would have. Next up, this guy. This guy's the nicest guy. He's he plays Name That Tune with us every Saturday. He's got some really cute grandkids, and his voice is comforting. And other than his last name being a little braggadocious, I mean, this is Tony Greathouse. And look, I've seen his house, because when we play this game via Zoom, you can see the rooms he's in. The rooms are fine. They're good, you know. But Greathouse, I mean, it's fine. I mean, the bones are good. It looks sturdy. Maybe sturdy house. But Greathouse, come on. Don't brag, Tony. All right? That's all I'm going to say. Here's Tony Greathouse.
Hey, y'all. Tony Greathouse in East Alabama with my submission of the name drop episode. This may require a stinkeroo, but not in 1985. I used to love this song. But it's aged about like a glass of buttermilk. It is Wrap Her Up by George Michael and Elton John. Pat, if you start at about 3:30, you'll get a ton of name drops here. And thanks, y'all. Y'all be sweet.
Hey, you. It's a seagull stinkeroo.
God, I got caught up in the song. I almost forgot to fade it down. All those name drops. I wonder if they ad-libbed those, or do you think that they had those written out like on a big cue card? Or if they were just, for me, I would want to just play a game where it's like, okay, the first one who can't guess one has to drink. It'd be a drinking game. A couple weeks ago, I gave away custom coasters. Custom coasters. The winners got to pick what album they wanted to be printed on a custom coaster. Gave away 8 individual coasters. Currently, my mocha latte from Coffee Bean is resting on top of Tom Petty's Damn the Torpedoes. These coasters are great. I posted a video to our YouTube channel that you can all see. It's also on Twitter, in our Twitter feed. If you scroll down, you can find it. You can see the 4 coasters that were sent to me and the 8 coasters that people won. And with the holidays coming up, again, I'm not getting a kickback from this. I just think these are really cool. These coasters are so cool. And Greg Chittister got me started on these a couple years ago. He sent me 6 of these. And I mean, if there's someone that's hard to buy for, but they love music, or you want to get them something different. I mean, let's say your favorite band's Iron Maiden. Iron Maiden has some great album covers. Pick that person's best or favorite 4 Iron Maiden album covers and have a set of 4 coasters made. There's also a code. I think you get $5 off if you type in Rock Solid, or you can type in Rock Solid Podcast. And I'm not going to give the URL out. It's too much for, I can't remember it anyway. But it's in the video too, so you can find it. But that's it. Coasters. They're great. They're ceramic. They're like on a white ceramic tile. And then I don't know how he adheres the album cover artwork to it, but it's great. So do that. And that's it. And that's my commercial. All right. Let's listen to what Mike Drew has to say.
Hey, Rock Solid listeners, it's Mike from just outside Toronto. And for the name check episode, I have chosen The Wild Hearts with their track 29 Times the Pain. The track originally was released as a B-side with the ending lyric, God, I Miss Kurt Cobain. But in 1996, it was re-recorded and the last line was changed to, So Where You Hidin', Richie James is a tribute to Richie Manic, who had disappeared in 1995. The song also name checks other bands that were influences on, specifically Ginger Wildheart. The belief is that the song's title, 29 Times the Pain, was actually taken from Husker Du's 59 Times the Pain. And to my friends who play Name That Zoom each Saturday, I recommend checking out the song because there's a good chance that your favorite band is referenced in it. Thanks for letting me ramble on about my favorite band, Pat. Look after each other and take care.
That band's The Wild Hearts. That's a great tune. Thank you, Mike Drew. Mike Drew plays Name That Zoom. Mike Drew hosted, did a great job hosting. That's fun. We do that every Saturday. It's hard to believe. We've been doing it for months and months and months. I think we've played it, I think 26, 25 or 26 Saturdays in a row. 11 to 1, my time, California time. A little bit later on the people on the East Coast. But it's a blast. I wouldn't miss it. I would not miss it. It's so much fun. It's a nice break from your week. You know, if you're out there working 40 hours a week, get to see these same happy faces. We know each other very well now. Maybe too well. A lot of ball busting, which I love. It's so great. All right. This guy always brings the rock. Every time he sends a song, it rocks. So let's see how he does this week.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Jerry Riggs from Columbus, Ohio. For this week's bonus episode, Name Check Songs, I chose the song Vincent Price from the band Deep Purple. The song appears on Deep Purple's 19th studio album titled Now What from 2013. The song is a tribute to the late classic horror movie icon Vincent Price. This would be the first time Deep Purple would work with producer Bob Ezrin, who also contributed to the songwriting of the song along with the rest of the band. A quick side note, Bob Ezrin produced Alice Cooper's 1975 album, Welcome to My Nightmare, which Vincent Price provided the monologue in the song Devil's Food. Pat, you can start this around the 1 minute 11 second mark. You and your listeners take care and be safe.
Perfect song for me to listen to on October 30th. Hear a little bit of some creepy Deep Purple with Vincent Price's name being checked. Just watched a Vincent Price movie 2 weeks ago. I've been watching horror films for October. It's an excuse to do it. You know, when Pilar says, well, what is this movie? This looks terrible. I'm like, no, it's The Mask of the Red Death with Vincent Price. Directed by Roger Corman. It's not terrible, is it? But I think that was only the second Vincent Price film I've ever seen. I love House of Wax. It's great. And this one was, I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. Would I recommend you see it? Yeah, I would. I'd say see it. Would I watch it again? I wouldn't. I don't need to see it again. But it was cool. It was interesting. There's a weird, creepy part. I don't know if I talked about this before. They have a child actress probably, I don't know, 10, 11 or 12. But she's supposed to be playing a woman who's in a child's body. So when she talks, it's dubbed over with a woman's voice. And all and she's she has a relationship with a man, a little person who's a man, but he's an adult. There's nothing creepy. They don't kiss. They don't, you know, there's nothing creepy within the movie, but at the same time, it's very creepy. Like, I don't know whose idea this was. It doesn't seem like a good idea. It's weird. It's super weird. And that was the part that as I'm watching, I was like, why'd they do this? This was a bad choice. But I mean, was it made in the 60s or early 70s? I mean, but it's very strange. So just be prepared for that. But know that it's not, you know, icky. It's just strange. It's a strange choice that they did it like this. But anyway, I got off on a tangent. But Welcome to My Nightmare. That's my album of the day today. Because it's the day before Halloween. So Welcome to My Nightmare is today. And then tomorrow is the sequel, Welcome to, with the number 2, My Nightmare. Those are my two albums for Halloween weekend. All right. Let's hear the next song. Name check songs, people. It's name checks.
Hey, Pat. Eric Amundson here, your Bob Dylan correspondent, up in the frozen north of Rochester, Minnesota. Bob's been named in plenty of great music over the years. The Who's the Seeker asks Bobby Dylan. Lennon doesn't believe in Zimmerman in God. And Bowie, he wrote a song for Bob called Song for Bob Dylan. Clever title. Bob does his fair share of name-dropping, too. He went to see The Gypsy, which details his one and only meeting with Elvis. And he wrote a song for Woody Guthrie, called Song to Woody. One of only two original tracks off Bob's debut titular album, which a 19-year-old Bob Dylan wrote after visiting Woody in the hospital. But I'm not going to play any of those. In 2006, he released an album where the lead-off track name-drops Alicia Keys, who Bob was apparently quite taken with after seeing her perform at the Grammys. So, from Modern Times, 2006, here's Thunder on the Mountain.
Thunder on the mountain and as far as the moon. The ruckus in the alley and the sun will be as soon. Today's the day you're gonna grab my trombone and blow. Well, it's hot stuff here and it's everywhere I go. I was thinking about Alicia Keys. Couldn't keep him crying, but she was born in Hell's Kitchen. I was living down the line. I'm wondering where in the world Alicia Keys could be. I've been looking for her even clear through Tennessee. Feel like my soul is beginning to expand. Look into my
I like that song. That's a good song. I don't think I ever noticed that he checked Alicia Keys in that song, though. So thanks for sending that one, Eric. All right. Has it been all dudes so far today? Yeah, all dudes. All dudes. All right. I'm going to play another one. I haven't played one since the beginning. I've played this. I probably played this song before. I know I did. But I love it. It's from 1970. It's from an album called Taproot Manuscript. It's Neil Diamond. The song is Done Too Soon. And there's many, many name checks. I actually thought that David Wilde would pick this one. Because we both love Neil Diamond. So here it is, Done Too Soon.
Jesus Christ, Fanny Bryce, Wolfie Mozart, Humphrey Bogart, the gang is coming on to H.G. Wells. Ho Chi Minh, Gunga Din, Henry Luce, John Wilkes Booth, and Alexander's King and Graham Bell.
It just keeps going. it's all name checks. That predates We Didn't Start the Fire by a ton of years. Is that a measure to measure things by, a ton of years? That album came out in 1970. I'm going to say my brother had this album around 1974, maybe. I guess I would have been 10. Why is a 10-year-old like that song? Why is a 10-year-old like that album? But I did, and it's one of my favorite Neil Diamond albums. All right, as I said, we've been dude heavy, but we do have three ladies on the roster today. Let's go up to Canada and check out this lady.
Hey, Pat, it's Karen from Moncton. My pick for the name-checking episode is Creaky Alley by the Mamas and the Papas. This song drops more names than David Wow. Just a joke, David. We love you. Mentioned in the first verse are Michelle and John Phillips, Denny Doherty, Cass Elliott, John Sebastian, Zal Yanofsky, Roger McGuinn, and Barry McGuire. This is such a great song. Enjoy. Thank you.
That is a great song. I just have to not think about John Phillips, that guy, that creep. But the songs are undeniable. So, and how did that go over? No one, that line, no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. I mean, Mama Cass must have had a very good sense of humor, or a self-deprecating sense of humor, or just... Or just really great self-esteem, maybe, because, you know, for someone in the band to write that line and then present it to you to sing it, and then you do, I don't know. It kind of sounds mean to me, but, I don't know. Again, times are different. People acted differently. People acted like assholes. Coming up, oh, that's one of my favorite songs. Let's hear how this guy introduces it. And then we'll get more ladies in here pretty soon.
Hi, Pat and all the Rock Solid listeners. George Worley from Pennsylvania here. The first song that came to my mind containing a reference to a real person was Mrs. Robinson by Simon and Garfunkel. This song, written for the 1968 movie The Graduate, mentions Joe DiMaggio, who of course was famous as a Hall of Fame baseball player for the Yankees, and perhaps more importantly, was married for a short time to Marilyn Monroe. DiMaggio was apparently not too pleased at being referenced as someone who had gone away, since he was very much alive and well at this time, although long since retired from baseball. While this song choice may be an obvious one, for me the lines about DiMaggio perfectly capture that wistful feeling of what happens when one of your heroes recedes from the public eye and no longer holds a special place in your heart as they once did. Thanks once again, Pat, for doing these listener episodes, and please play Mrs. Robinson by Simon and Garfunkel.
Sitting on a sofa on a Sunday afternoon, going to the candidates' debate. Laugh about it, shout about it, when you've got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? A nation turns its lonely eyes to you. What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe to Joe has left and gone away. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Mrs. Robinson. Excellent. Excellent song. Good job, Paul Simon and Arthur Garfunkel. Next up, another Zoom room friend. This guy's my new friend. We just texting this morning. What? He lives on the East Coast, so it was, after 9 there. Early for me. A normal hour for him. Let's hear what he's got to say. And this is a song I've never heard before. Until he sent it. And it's a really good song. And I hope you guys like it.
Hello, Rock Solid listeners. This is Joe Reynolds from Philly. My name check song is Otis Redding by Sarah Evans from her 2003 Restless album. Thanks, Pat.
Name check song when you actually title the song after the person that you're name checking. Excellent song. Loved it. I love this next song too. Let's hear what this guy's got to say about it. This intro is pushing the limits of what I enjoy. I always say, 60 to 90 seconds. We're looking at 93 seconds here, folks. So this guy better bring it. The song's great. So he will say, whatever the intro is, it'll be saved by the song. Let's find out.
Hello, Rock Soliders. This is Raymond Broccoli, back with a Name in the Song song. This time by Al Stewart. And folks, if you want a classic rock experience, put on the best two Al Stewart records back to back. I'm talking about Time Passages and The Year of the Cat, from which this song that I have chosen today comes from. It's the title track. And you're going to hear the name of a person who sounds like this. Okay, and if you start the track at 104, let it play until the chorus starts up. And of course, that chorus you'll know when you hear "The Year of the Cat." Okay, so I'm sorry if I'm talking too quickly, but I want to make this short and sweet. And Al Stewart is not a douchebag. Despite what a guest once said on this show, and I encourage you to go out and see him. He puts on a great show with hilarious stage banter, not douchebag banter. I don't know what that person was talking about, but please enjoy.
On a morning from a Bogart movie, in a country where they turn back time, you go strolling through the crowd like Pete DeLauro contemplating a crime. She comes out of the sun in a silk dress, running like a watercolor in the rain. Don't bother asking for an explanation, she'll just tell you that she came in the year of the cat.
All right, Raymond Broccoli. I don't remember who called I can't even say his name. Al Stewart. What is wrong with me? A douchebag. I don't think it was me because I've never seen him. I've never met him. But I do own the two albums that you mentioned, Year of the Cat and Time Passages. Those are great albums. And that's a great song. And we name check Bogart, Peter Lorre. So, nice. I'm burping now. Oh, Christ. It's a bonus episode, people. Aren't you going to miss these in December? Pat belching and tripping over his words for 2 hours. What do we got next? All right. We got that aforementioned three-song lineup again. Let me see. Let me see what the total time is going to be on this. This is going to be a lot of time where you're not going to hear me. We got four people coming up. These four intros and four songs are going to eat up 15 minutes of the show. This is going to be 15 minutes of me being silent. Okay? So get ready to hear from Aaron, Darren, Christine, and Mbags. Here we go. Turning up the sound. Going to turn down my mic. Let's do it.
Hey there, Rock Solid listeners. Aaron here again, and I've decided to take part in this name drop episode of Rock Solid. The song I've picked here is by Uriah Heep, who aren't played a whole lot on Rock Solid. Personally, they're one of my favorite bands, and I think they are very underrated. For those unaware, Uriah Heep are a UK rock band that have been around for over 50 years. As far as to what subgenre of rock they belong to, they're a nice balance of hard rock and progressive rock, like very keyboard, organ-driven rock music, similar to Deep Purple, although, to be honest, comparing the two, while Deep Purple had the bigger name, I think Uriah Heep are more consistent with their album making, but that's just me. For the song I've picked here, this comes from Heap's 1973 album Sweet Freedom. The name dropped in this song? Greta Garbo, or rather, singer David Byron, sings about how people are dressed like Greta Garbos, and how everyone's insane in this town of clowns. From Uriah Heep, this is a song called Circus.
I've been here far too long to remember sights and sounds from this town of clowns. Making up, dressing up, and walking around, thinking that you're Greta Garbo's. I'm sorry, my dears, but we only sat down and laughed and laughed and sorrowed. But it was you that opened the door, and it's that we thank you for.
Hi, Pat. It's Darren from sunny Perth in Australia. For a name check song straight away, I thought of Steel Panther's Death to All But Metal. Now, they name check many pop and rock stars, some good and some absolute crap. Goo Goo Dolls, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Britney Spears, Madonna, Mariah Carey, Sheryl Crow, 50 Cent, Kanye West, and many more. Geez, I hope this one makes it past the censorship, Pat.
Hey, Rock Solid listeners, it's Christine Blackburn from the Storyworthy Podcast. I miss you guys. I feel like we haven't touched base since, was it Bowie? I don't remember, but it's been too long and I miss you and I'm glad to be asked back now. Thanks, Pat. So the song I chose today is very apropos for our election season, and the name of the song is Campaigner from Neil Young. Now, you guys who are frequent listeners know that I'm a huge Neil Young fan, and Campaigner has always been one of my very favorite songs. It's from the 1976 album Decade, and as most of you probably know, that was one of Neil Young's double albums. And long before I actually listened to the lyrics of this song, I loved it. I don't know, I love the simple guitar. And I love the way that Neil plays the guitar like a percussion instrument in this song. I can almost hear him cupping the sound hole. And for a long time, I really just heard the line, "Even Richard Nixon has got soul." And I liked it, you know. It's not that I didn't hear the other lyrics. I just didn't really listen to it. And of course, you know, but that one line, you know, "Even Richard Nixon has soul," that like always hit me. And I think it's because when I was a little girl, our family watched Nixon resign on our tiny black and white Zenith TV. And my entire family, all eight of us, my four sisters, my brother, my parents, we all sat around in the living room watching. And it was, I remember it was super hot out that day. And so we had our big door open. The big door was the front door that we never used because we used the side door, which was a bit smaller. Anyway, I remember Nixon started crying. And I was 8 years old. And I remember feeling sorry for him. I really did. And I said to my dad, "Why is that man crying?" And my dad said, "Because he's a crook." And, you know, that taught me a lesson. That taught me a lesson that crooks are not happy. But, okay, let me back up for a second. As you guys probably know, Neil Young famously called out Nixon by name in that song, "Ohio." I mean, it's in the very first line. And that, of course, is about the Kent State Massacre. And then just a few years later, he comes out with Campaigner and the Decade album. And now he's saying "Even Richard Nixon has got soul." So it's like, OK, wait, what's going on, Neil? Apparently, Neil wrote the song Campaigner after Richard Nixon had resigned from the White House and he suffered from a really bad case of something called phlebitis. It was in his left leg and it had him hospitalized and in incredible pain. So Neil is actually showing empathy. I mean, I think that's what it's about, right? Like, even Richard Nixon has soul. Even Richard Nixon has pain. Is that it? I don't know. Anyway, this song really resonates with me, and I also play it myself on the guitar. Yay! Now, I don't know if you guys knew I play guitar. Not a lot, but I have been playing since I was 12. So, yeah, since the Nixon administration. I'm kidding, but this is a great song to play. It's a fun song to pick along with. It's one of my favorites. And check this out, you guys. Neil has only played this song 23 times across the past 44 years. Can you believe that? And it's almost always a solo acoustic version, but he did play it electric with Crazy Horse twice on the 1991 Smell the Horse tour. Do you guys remember that tour? Smell the Horse. I'll never forget the name of that. And anyway, in that version that he did, the electric version, he actually called out many more people than Nixon. He says that Ronald Reagan has soul, George H.W. Bush, Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, John F. Kennedy, and Linda Lovelace. Oh, and he also mentioned his own mother and brother have got soul. So it's really cool. I think it's an important song, and I have a feeling that Neil Young fans like myself, I bet you a lot of people say Campaigner for their favorite Neil Young song. Anyway, you guys, with that, please get out and vote tomorrow. This is the big one, guys. Either we have a democracy or we are living in a totalitarian nation. So you make the decision, would you? You're all going to vote for Biden. I know you will, because you're smart. You know why I know that? Because you are rock solid listeners. And I know rock solid listeners. You guys are all smart, because Pat Francis is smart. Anyway, I say, listen, tune in to Storyworthy, would you? My podcast, Storyworthy. You can find it everywhere you find podcasts. And thanks a lot for listening, guys. Rock on.
Hey, rock solid listeners. This is M-Bags, Mike Bagford. I think this is the first appearance of this group, Dream Theater. This song is called Just Let Me Breathe. It's from 1997's Falling Into Infinity. And Kurt Cobain and Shannon Hoon are name-checked in the song. Enjoy.
Alrighty, I am back. How did that go? 15 minutes without me. Did you enjoy it? Was it your favorite part of the show? Did anyone call me smart in any of their intros? Did they? All right. Thank you, Aaron, Darren, Christine, Michael. Michael Bagford, this next one, this next one's a song I chose. And Michael Bagford, just this morning on Twitter, was making fun of me for liking James Taylor. But I don't care, because I love James Taylor. This song is from 1997 from the album Hourglass, which won a Grammy, Bagford. All right? And it also relates to Christine Blackburn's two songs, because James Taylor name checks Richard Nixon. He does it right at the top. So you won't have to hear much of it, Bagford. You won't have to hear much of it.
I remember Richard Nixon back in '74, and the final scene at the White House door, and the staff lined up to say goodbye. Tiny tear in your shifted light, he said, nobody knows me, nobody understands. These little people were good to me. Oh, I wanna shake some hands. Somebody line them up, line them all up. Line them up, line them all up. Won't you line?
Come on, that's a great song. Line them up. Grammy Award winning James Taylor. All right, we're gonna change it up here with this next one. This song's called Punk Rock Girl. And who's gonna introduce it for us? Brian Berkey. Brian Berkey, here we go.
Hello, Pat. This is Brian Berkey from PA. For me, the obvious choice for a name check song is the 1988 classic Punk Rock Girl by the Dead Milkmen. Suggest you drop the needle at about 1:45 and let it play out. It's not a very long song, and this is not a very long intro. Thanks for the podcast.
We went to a shopping mall and laughed at all the shoppers. A security guard trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon. They said, he don't work here. We said, if you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car, away we started rolling. I said, how much you paid for this? Said, nothing, man, it's stolen. Punk rock girl, you look so wild. Let's have a child. We'll name her Mini Pro. Just you and me. Eat butt banana swirl. Just you and me. Well, come around the world.
right. And with that, let's go right into the other Berkey, spelled different, not related, from Brian Berkey. Let's go into Matt Berkey.
Gabba, Gabba, hey. Hi, this is Matt Berkey. My song is Blah Blah, and they name check Blah Blah. Ha ha ha, I jest. I've picked the second track off Weird Al's 1999 album Running with Scissors, titled My Baby's in Love with Eddie Van.
A rock star like him. What a pain in the butt to have so much success. Spending all this time open and avoiding the press. But my girl can't get enough of his sullen demeanor. Like he's some big torture genius and I'm some kind of wiener. While my baby's in love with an Eddie Vedder. She's got a thing for that Eddie Vedder. Tell me what can he do that I can't do better. Now my baby's in love with a I said my baby's in love with an Eddie Vedder. Head over heels for that Eddie Vedder. I can't believe it, now she's knitting him a sweater. Cause my baby's in love with an Eddie Vedder.
Weird Al Yankovic, he's known best for his parodies, but his original tunes are great also. Matt, you're something happened with your intro at the end there. Let me see if we can if I can play just the tail end of it, see what happened there. Because it got clipped off. Let me try it.
99 album Running with Scissors, titled My Baby's in Love with Eddie Vedder.
All right, that worked. That worked that time. Also, Matt, right at the top, you did a Gabba Gabba Hey in your intro. And I think you were doing that to pay homage to, well, the Ramones, of course, but also to our friend Jeff Frank. And I'll show you exactly what I mean right now.
Gabba Gabba Hey, Rock Solid Nation. It is Jeff from Tatamagooch, Nova Scotia, Canada. Chiming in with this week's pick, and I am going with Shooter Jennings, Busted in Baylor County. So Shooter, being the love child between Waylon Jennings and Jesse Coulter, someone I would consider country royalty, he's released a bunch of solo albums over the last 15 years or so, mostly known for carrying on the Southern rock tradition, but he's got a lot of range. He's way into everything from Sunset Strip metal to Giorgio Moroder style techno, and he's even gotten behind the boards lately as a producer for the likes of Duff McKagan, Marilyn Manson. But in this tune, he actually name checks two different songs. First is The Wait by the band, and second is Black Sabbath's Sweet Leaf. And it's kind of cool in that part, they actually mix in a riff of Sweet Leaf into the tune, which is kind of cool. So I say crank it and stay frosty.
Second show where nobody knew us, nobody noticed the songs that the band didn't know. Well, eating up them white lines, making good time, digging the songs on the radio. And that party kept moving and he knew what he was doing. We were smoking up that California gold. Yeah! Now everyone was glad the way played by the band. You know, I never had that song let me down. And I didn't notice I was speeding.
Shooter Jennings. Jeff Frank always bringing a great song. He's got an eclectic musical tastes. And I don't even know if that was a sentence that I said, but you know what I mean. Good job, Jeff. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. All right, our third and final lady voice, unless you're counting mine. is coming to us from Denver, Colorado. This woman runs the Zoom room. And the word woman skews old to me. So what can I say instead? So I like to say cool chick, but is that disrespectful? I'm going to say it. I feel like I can say it. This is a cool chick. Here we go.
Greetings, Rock Solid friends. It's Carly Anderson in Denver, Colorado. In the Pretenders song, Message of Love, Chrissy Hynde name checks the legendary French actress and animal rights activist, Brigitte Bardot. Chrissy Hynde was asked about the name check in a 2006 interview with Billboard magazine. Chrissy replied with characteristic bluntness, Brigitte Bardot didn't crap out. She said she's always been the man in her life. What's not to like?
Walks in the room. Everybody stand up. Oh, it's good, good, good. Like Brigitte Bardot. Now look at the people in the streets, in the bars. We are all of us in the gutter. Some of us are looking at the stars. Look round the room. Life is unkind.
See, I just don't want to end that song because I love Message of Love from Pretenders 2. Thank you, Carly Anderson. Great, great song. Great name check. It's right out there, right out front. And excellent. All right, now we got one of our rock solid artists, Kyle Hildreth. Kyle's name check is a little bit different. It doesn't come, well, I'll let him explain it. All right, I'm not gonna steal his chance to explain it to you. Here we go.
Hey everybody, it's Kyle Hildreth from the Woods of Western Mass. And for this week, I'd like to give a shout out to the band Kix and their 1988/2018 song, Blow My Fuse.
You wanted the best, you got the best. The hottest band in the world, Kix!
A little backstory. I know you hate this, Pat, but this one definitely deserves it. 1988, Kix released the original album, Blow My Fuse, and it was a great album with terrible mixing and terrible mastering. There's hardly any bass on the album. You couldn't hear it, especially on CD. Also, 1988 was Metallica's Injustice for All, another album with no bass. Was it a theme? Yeah, maybe. So cut to 30 years later, they released the brand new Fuse 30 Reblown, which is a remixed and remastered version of this album by Bo Hill, and it is great. They took the original tapes, they cooked them, of course, and had Bo bring up the bass that was there originally, but you just couldn't hear it because of the poor remastering and mixing. So, on the song Blow My Fuse, you had a little bit of studio banter right in the beginning of the song, and they found a little bit more that they tacked onto this new version, and there's a shout-out to Ronnie 1010 Youngkins on there, the guitarist for the band, one of the guitarists. So, without further ado, here's Kix with Blow My Fuse.
I like it.
Hey, Ronnie! Hey, Ronnie! Shut up! Go away!
All right, I just wanted to hear a little bit of the song from Kix. So Kyle's name check actually comes before the song. It's just some studio banter. But I included it. I'll count it. So good job, Kyle. And that definitely, that did sound, that Blow My Fuse sound sounded really good. And if I was Kix, that's how I would be brought on stage every night. You wanted the best, you got the best, the hottest band in the world, Kix. That I would do that every night. Gene Simmons would be so fucking pissed. But who cares what Gene Simmons thinks? All right, Greg Chittister, the person who started the coaster collection. He's next.
Hey, rock solid people. This is Greg Chittister. For my contribution to this episode, I'm going with an indie singer-songwriter, Badly Drawn Boy. He's awesome. If you don't know him, check him out. He did the soundtrack for About a Boy. Anyway, this is off his album, Have You Fed the Fish? It's called You Were Right. He name drops a ton of people, but we're going to focus on the part where he has to turn Madonna down because he's still in love with his girlfriend. Start it right at 112 and let it play for 45 seconds. Have a good day.
And I just had a dream the other night. I was married to the queen and Madonna lived next door. I think she took a shine to me and the kids were all grown up. But I had to turn her down, 'cause I was still in love with you. I'm turning Madonna down, I'm calling it my best move. I'll get her tickets to what she needs.
Excellent. Lots of songs today that I haven't heard before. I like it. This next gentleman has co-hosted the show before in person when we didn't have to social distance. And he's back. He participates a lot in these episodes. And that's cool. If you're hearing the same voices on these episodes, it's no one's fault but your own. You can get involved. You can send me something. Anyone who's listening can send their intro, 90 seconds or less. Preferably 60, possibly 30. Let's go with 15. To rocksolidpodcast@gmail.com. If you don't think I have the song, please include it. And remember that the next Monday bonus episode that you will be participating in is something that I'm calling, as of right now, Great Songs, Bad Covers. So, it's a song that you love or that you think is great, from an album that has horrible cover artwork. Think Cheap Trick's The Doctor. It's a bad album cover. Although it's not a great album either. So maybe that's not a good... But there's a good song on it. You can find one good song on it. I would go with It's Up to You or It's Only Love. All right, let's hear what Brian Raisin has to say.
Hey, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Brian Raisin from Appleton, Wisconsin. Ellis Paul has quite a few songs where he name-checks different people, but I think that his song The Martyr's Lounge takes the cake. In it, he runs down the guest list at Leo's, a club up in heaven where, as he puts it, all the martyrs go to hang out. He really paints the scene with John Lennon and Gandhi in a bar fight in the first verse, Jesus and Kurt Cobain's new band in the second verse, and JFK, Joan of Arc, Marilyn Monroe, and Jacques Cousteau all hanging out in the bridge. Hope you all enjoy. Take care.
And a part of 6:12, I see Cobain as well. He's in the angels that fell, a local touring bar band. Where am I leading? Oh, we follow when you bleed. Oh, the masses say, hey, can you see? Setting suns like
Paul, 2006. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, thank you. Next up is my BFF, Tom Neuerberg. He's been on the show before. We hosted a Thin Lizzy episode. Tom also got to sit in when I interviewed Wendy Dio. Got to enjoy that. Tom loves Thin Lizzy, and I'm working on one, possibly two upcoming Thin Lizzy episodes with individuals that have had something to do with the band in the past and in the present. So I'm working on these two. I think one of them will definitely happen. I'm hoping that possibly they both happen. I hope that's not too much Thin Lizzy for you, but I feel like Thin Lizzy needs to be recognized more. I got angry for a second. Okay, so Tom has a song, and it's like that Otis Redding song. The name checks right in the title. And this is from an album called Pleased to Meet Me by The Replacements. Replacements. See, I almost said Replace Mats because people say the Mats, which doesn't make any sense to me. If they were the placemats, then you could call them Mats. All right, I'm getting off my high horse. Let's just hear it. If you're a fan of the band, you know what the song is.
Hey, Pat. Hey, Rock Solid family. Tom Neuerberg here, your pal from NorCal. Today's episode, name check. I'm going to go with one of my favorite bands, The Replacements, and the song Alex Chilton. Not only do they name check Alex Chilton, but obviously they named the song after him. And they also name check his band. I never travel far without a little big star. Thank you. Have a good one.
Nice pick, Tom. That's a good song. The Replacements. All right, we only got one more. And then I am going to do the playout song. The playout song I'm going to play is actually the song that made me think about doing this episode. So you'll be hearing that soon. David Wilde got, it's funny, this is like a name check or a name drop episode. And David Wilde actually got name checked and name dropped a couple of times. So that's cool. Thank you to David Wilde and Christine Blackburn and my friend Murray Valeriano. They're all three my friends, but I throw Murray gets an extra friend. Shout out. if I'm going to rate my performance today, it's not good. I am not happy with my performance today. A little all over the place, a little unfocused. I'm going to tell you that everyone else did great. My virtual co-host did fantastic. Songs are great. But I don't know what's wrong with me today. I wish I could tell you that I was drunk at 8 a.m., which is the time right now. But I'm not drunk. I'm just, maybe I'm not awake or maybe I didn't get enough sleep. But this is a Monday bonus episode. So look, these can't be perfect. Okay? All right. Here's the last listener curated song and intro. And then I'll chat just a little bit more, but not too much because I can barely chat today. And I'll close it out with my pick. All right, here we go. I apologize.
Hey, everyone. Mark Igleski from Chicagoland checking in on this name check episode. And check this out. I got a tune with three name checks all on the same line, and they all rhyme. The song is called Electrolyte. It's by REM from the album New Adventures in Hi-Fi. Pat, the name check happens around 1:22 in the song. Hope everyone digs it. Hope you're all doing well, staying safe, and get out and vote. Thanks, Pat.
If I ever want to fly, Mulholland Drive,
Martin Sheen, Steve McQueen, Jimmy Dean. Who else could we put in there? We could have put Mr. Bean in there. We could have put someone with the name Green. That's it. I'm fried. Okay, guys. Great episode. Great. That's an overpraise. We clocked in about 95 minutes. I think that's enough. Everyone, please tune in for this week's Thursday episode, which is actually great. My interview with Patti Smyth of Scandal and Solo. She's got a new album out. So listen to that and just tolerate this one and listen to that one. Please know that next Monday, our bonus episode will be all about power pop, and it will feature Mike Siegel. So that'll be great. It'll be fun. And then hopefully my interviews on Monday happen with Slim Jim Phantom of the Stray Cats and the immediate family. The reason I say hope they happen is because I never know. You never know what's going to happen. If people are going to show up or not. I assume they will. That's it. Go to rocksolidpodcast.com for all things about the show. Follow us on Twitter at Rock Solid Show and like us on Facebook. Go over to the iTunes store, write us a review. Don't review this episode, please. Wait, maybe interview last week's Rob Halford episode. Do not review this episode. I can't speak at all today. I might have to go have an MRI. All right. Is that what you have to check your brain? I don't even know. All right. Here's the song that made me want to do a name check episode. It's from a greatest hits album that came out in 2008. It's a Billy Idol best of. It's called Idolize Yourself. David Wilde does the liner notes. There's two bonus tracks on it. And one is this song called John Wayne. So who do you think is going to be name-checked in this song? I think you can figure it out. I'm Pat. Here's Billy Idol.
Skies are green.